Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Come on, man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
This is a big old mess. Chrissy Teigen is publicly apologizing to Courtney Stodden, who is non-binary, by the way, and goes by the pronouns they, their. So that's how I'll be addressing them. Courtney Stodden, if you don't remember, this was a long time ago. Courtney Stodden is now 26, and she rose to fame. I'm sorry, they rose to fame along with a lot of criticism back in 2011 for marrying a 50-year-old acting coach and actor himself, Doug Hutchison. If you remember that at all. Now, they were only 16 at the time, and Doug, like I said, was 50. So it was a pretty big scandal back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, you probably have no record of this.
No record, but wow.
It was a lot. And I remember talking about it on the radio. And keep in mind, nobody was very kind.
No.
So Chrissy Teigen apparently was not very kind back then either. She would publicly make fun of Courtney Stodden, and that's not where it ended. So Courtney Stodden gave an interview in which they said she wouldn't just publicly tweet about wanting me to take a dirt nap, but would privately DM me and tell me to kill myself. Things like, I can't wait for you to die.
What?
So yesterday, Chrissy Teigen addressed that story and said, not a lot of people are lucky enough to be held accountable for all their past BS in front of the entire world. I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be. I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll. I'm ashamed and completely embarrassed at my behavior, but that is nothing compared to how I made Courtney feel. I've tried to connect with Courtney privately, but since I publicly fueled all of this, I also want to publicly apologize. I'm so sorry, Courtney. I hope you can heal now, knowing how deeply sorry I am, and I am so sorry I let you guys down. I will forever work on being better than I was 10 years ago, 1 year ago, 6 months ago. So after Chrissy Teigen issued that apology, oops, sorry, my paper flew up. Courtney Stodden took to Instagram to say they accept it, but Chrissy Teigen has not reached out to them, and they were blocked on Twitter a long time ago. Quote, I accept her apology and forgive her, but the truth remains the same. I have never heard from her camp in private. All of me wants to believe this is a sincere apology, but it feels like a public attempt to save her partnerships.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, it's so hard when you get into these sort of situations about who reached out to who, because how do we know that it didn't happen unless Chrissy Teigen shows receipts,
right?
You know, saying, hey, look, we really did reach out. I don't know. All I can say
is, we don't know about that part. What
right.
we do know is
she apologized.
The public acknowledging by Courtney Stodden that this happened. And it wasn't just Chrissy Teigen. It was a bunch of, like, Joy Behar, Courtney Love. There were just figureheads everywhere that were going after Courtney Stodden.
But then also, here's the thing is, where we were as a culture 10 years ago is completely different. Not saying that it's okay.
No, it's not acceptable.
But I'm sure if we were to bring out some audio from 10 years ago,
it would also be not acceptable.
We would sit here and be like, oh my gosh, we said that?
Oh, yeah.
We all evolve as people. If you can recognize it and not try to explain it away, but just say, yes, I was a crappy person then and I am so sorry. What else can you do at that point?
There wasn't really accountability for treating people terribly.
No.
In 2011.
No.
And I'm sure when I saw the story, I was like, I hope they don't pull the tapes.
Right.
Because I know that we said some junk about both of them and her mom.
Right.
Their mom. I apologize. It was we took a different route with celebrity culture then.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just what's the best way we can make fun of every celebrity?
Right.
That was almost how I was trained as a radio personality. So it's a tough situation all the way around.
Right. All you can do is apologize and really understand how words really do hurt.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at?
Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.